Somebody has got to fix the broken way in which MSPs sell cybersecurity services. Somebody's got to come up with some great ideas. But wait, somebody has. Industry veteran Eric Pinto, a senior director of channel and product strategy at SockSolder, has some great ideas. And we're going to hear them all this week as we sit down with Eric on the Technology Bradcast. And welcome to this episode of the Bradcast. I'm Brad Gross, attorney to thousands of MSPs nationwide, and I'll be your guide, your chaperone, your Sherpa, as we explore together a problem that seems endemic to the MSP industry. To frame the issue that we're going to explore, I have to take you back about a week to my last Bradcast, in which I challenged listeners to come up with a topic of interest, something that was so vitally important to MSPs that they just had to tell me about it, and I said I'd do a show on it. A few hours later, I get an email from Eric Pinto, an industry veteran, an insider who knows a lot of things about the industry. His email started off by saying, "I want to talk about the weak-ass ways MSPs sell cybersecurity services." Yeah, I thought, that's a good one. So, that's what we're doing this week. I sat down with Eric for a pretty candid interview about why MSPs have problems selling cybersecurity services and what they can do to turn things around and sell the hell out of cybersecurity solutions. That's coming up in about 30 seconds. Before we get to it, I want to remind listeners I'll be in Nashville this week at the MSP Community Minds event and in New Orleans next week for the ASCII Taste of Success event. Both events are free to attend, but you'll learn more at these events than you could imagine. So if you want to attend, message me, and I'll get you an invite right away. Also, if you want to keep on top of the platform that I'll be releasing soon, the platform that will change the way MSPs create, access, and offer their customer-facing documents to their customers, well, go to mspterms.com and sign up to get the updates. Exciting stuff. And it's coming soon. Okay, now let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Eric Pinto interview. Eric Pinto, welcome to the Bradcast. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
For those of you who don't know Eric, and I can't imagine that everyone doesn't know Eric is the Senior Director of Channel and Product Strategy at SockSolder, and he is an industry veteran. You've been in the industry, what, 15 or 20 years?
I mean, don't age me, but yeah, man, about that.
It's all right. I've been longer than that, so it's fine. That's all good. And you and I talk at length at industry events, but we've never really taken it online, so I'm looking forward to this. Tell us, I should say, a little bit about your background.
Yeah, that's quite a journey, actually. Started out where I ended, which is weird, but early start coming out of Boston and Boston College in the telephony DSL space, selling services, realized really quickly that I hated calling a security engineer over every time, so took over the handbook and the user manual and started figuring it out myself, moved really quickly then into becoming more of a sales engineer and solutions engineer. Did that for many years, working through products like MX Logic and email security and other solutions, primarily as an MSSP that we had out in Dallas. That group got absorbed into a larger group out of California, which introduced me into the channel. With a company called SpamSoap, rode that wave for a few years until that company got sold. A lot of obviously consolidation and acquisition in the pathway here, but growing upwards each time, and found my way over the years into to SockSolder in 2018. I came aboard as their channel lead, managing the channel effort as well as product and strategy, and have grown with the organization over that time. We're now focused in, as a vendor and an MSSP, in securing MSP environments and their downstream. So working with end customers, typically between 500 employees, typically to put in a suite of services.
Those of you who have not heard of SockSolder, I encourage you to go to their website and take a look. In the meantime, you know, Eric, you sent me a message last week saying that you wanted to talk about the weak way that MSPs are selling cybersecurity solutions.
I think I said the weak ass
way. You did say the weak ass way, and you didn't even want me putting that on LinkedIn, to be fair. You told me to put dollar signs, which I did. I was willing to go.
You told me this was a safe space. You told me this was a safe space, right?
That's right.
No one's listening anyway. It's not being recorded. It's just a conversation. Isn't that what you said?
You didn't read the fine print, my friend. You didn't.
I clearly did not.
Well,
but yeah, that is what I want to talk about for sure.
I'll tell you, you know, as soon as I saw that, I mean, look, if you wanted to chat about topics, you're so well known in the industry, it's an honor to even have you here. But once you brought up the weak way that MSPs are selling cybersecurity, I'm thinking, man, is he correct. You know, cybersecurity is the most important offering that an MSP can implement, and MSPs are selling it all wrong. Because of that, MSPs aren't buying the solutions they need. They're not realizing financial value, let alone the peace of mind that cybersecurity can bring. So, yeah, this is a great topic. I can start off by jumping into several reasons why the way MSPs sell cybersecurity is weak. Not just weak in terms of sales strategy, but weak in the way the solutions are both explained and implemented. And I'll take aim right at the MSPs. They don't understand their customers' needs. And candidly, I don't even think they take the time to try to understand their customers' needs.
It's so funny that that's where you started. That's literally, I was going to say, they don't understand the problem. Full stop. MSPs don't understand the problem at the customer end, and because and this is obviously this is generalization, right? There are tons of fantastic service providers out there, just like anything else, doctors, mechanics, anything else. There's fantastic people out there, and then there are groups that are, you know, maybe lacking, right? So, but I think if we're talking about in general, there isn't really even requisite focus on the problems or the challenges that may exist at the end customer side. And this is typically going beyond just security, but into compliance and regulations and all types of other, you know, sort of connected conversations. But just largely, MSPs have not spent the requisite time understanding their end customer. I do think that is like problem number one.
Of course, if you don't know what your customer needs, right? If you don't know that your customer needs to be FINRA compliant, then you're not going to sell them something that meets the requirements of the industry. You're going to have mismanaged or disappointed expectations, and you're going to get lawsuits and knee-jerk blaming of the MSP industry with clamors for regulation. But the truth is, the MSP just didn't take the time to understand its customers' needs, so it delivered something that wasn't effective. They'd be better off starting their sales pitch with a simple question: what keeps you up at night? And then listen to the customer's answers.
And even maybe even a step before that is, well, what exactly do you guys do, right? And if that question isn't in the top five when you're interviewing your customer and your prospect and you're just making acquaintances, you know, just understanding what they do, what do they access, what are they responsible for, who are they engaging? Because it might not be what they do, but who they know and who they engage and the information that's flowing through their network.
For sure. So it sounds to me like the advice you'd give MSPs to make sure they understand their customers' needs is simply, what do you do? Right? I mean, that's the opening question. What do you do?
Yep. And then right behind that, the question you asked, you know, so okay, great. You guys are in the financial space, or you guys are in the, you know, in the home loan space, or whatever it might be. You know, what would keep you up at night? You know, if this data were to be impacted in any way, you know, where would your concerns be?
Yep, right.
And just getting their brains turning. But, you know, it always comes back to, I went to the trade show. I saw, you know, 10 flashy booths and, you know, had some conversations. And these guys told me that this is what everyone needs right now. And now I'm trying to sell 500 licenses of this. What's this? So what does it do? How does it help? Why? Right?
It's interesting. Even asking why. I agree with you 100%. And it's interesting that you just brought up trade shows, because another problem that I see is that MSPs aren't really aware of all the solutions that are out there, because they either don't attend trade shows, they don't talk to their peers. Candidly, any schmuck with a computer can call himself an MSSP.
Or MSP or anywhere in between.
Yeah, I think that demonstrates a lack of maturity on the MSP part. I mean, I was listening to Tim Golden on a compliance scorecard on one of his podcasts recently, and he said there's definitely a lack of maturity in the industry as far as selling these solutions. I think maybe it was Jennifer Bleem who said it, maybe Tim agreed, but either way, other industries like law, medicine, accounting, they require
hair, barbershops and beauticians must be certified.
Right, certified, I mean, license, and sometimes they require hair. Yeah, they require a continuing education, but not MSP world. Not the MSP. Right. No continuing education. So how do you think, Eric, how do you teach MSPs about a topic they don't even understand or don't want to understand? What do you suggest?
Well, a couple things, right? So if it's truly, because I'm not gonna bash wholly the MSP industry or market at all, because I don't necessarily think it's, I agree that I don't think they necessarily understand what the challenges are, but I don't think it's necessarily for lack of want, right, or will, right? It's sort of this avalanche, this snowballed effect that's happened over the last 5 to 10 years that has gotten us from, you know, when I came to this industry, again, we, you know, you called it out at 15 plus years, but when I came in, it was email security, firewall, anti-spam, antivirus, right? I mean, that was kind of your loop for,
you covered the continuum,
smaller, for smaller business, right? So for smaller businesses, you know, sub 50 employees, if I had a, you know, competent firewall, if I had antivirus on every Windows machine, and I had, you know, I had anti-spam in my inbox, that was kind of the suite, and I had it rolled out, and I had it mastered. And for many years, that was kind of enough for a lot of organizations. And because it was enough for a lot of organizations, it became, well, that's what I'm going to roll out to every organization. And that's really when the problem started, because I've had partners or MSPs that have come up to me and say, well, you know, I manage the largest medical, you know, regional medical center in my area, or I manage the largest accounting firm in my area.
Right.
And I'll say, well, HIPAA has been around since 1996, and Gremley Pliley Act came out in 99. So if you've had these customers for 10 years, you've already not been advising them on what their industry has said is required. And then I get the blank face. Well, they don't want to buy that, or they don't care about that. Okay. But are you every 6 months, every quarter, are you sitting down with them and saying, hey, these are still the requirements. This is still what you should do. And the answer to that in both cases is no. And now you see over the last couple of years, since like 2018, 2019, 2020, we introduced CMMC, 2021, they started talking about the FTC updates, and, you know, that's going to update all this stuff from 1999 to get it up to date now. You know, you started seeing this shift over the last 5 years. You've seen a real shift in, okay, these have always been our expectations, whether you're talking about CMMC and the federal requirements, or you know, or in the financial space with this FTC stuff. Both of them are really just truing up on requirements that were out beforehand.
They've been there for a while.
Things that they've asked organizations to do. I need you to have a security plan in place. I need you to, you know, perform a gap analysis. I need you to understand and you know, and put in a process for incident response. These are things aren't new. These things aren't new at all, but now they're just calling them out, you know, sort of in list format and saying, hey, these are the things, by the way, that, you know, are effectively required for your business. By the way, it's also always been best practice. So now the MSP who's had this customer for 10 years goes, oh, so what's changed? In their minds, everything, the landscape has shifted and changed, and it has. Mm-hmm. To now where the finger point comes back at them to say, well, what are you doing for, you know, multi-factor? What are you doing, you know, for incident response? What do you have in place? you know, when we start talking about security planning. And the questions are coming to them faster than they ever have before. So I'm not going to blame the MSP, because for them, it's kind of been, hey, business as usual, but business isn't as usual anymore.
Well, I agree with you. I think that, so you're right. We could focus some of the blame on MSPs for not understanding what's out there and then failing to explain to the customers, convince the customers what they need. At the same time, they're also dealing with customers. I think if we're going to move the spotlight now to the customer end, customers don't think they're at risk. You know, you're dealing with a company that, even if the cybersecurity company is doing everything right, okay, they're doing everything right, they now have a customer base that doesn't think it's at risk. I mean, theoretically, they understand they're at risk, but practically, they don't. You know, they think, just like you said earlier, they think because they have malware and a firewall that, oh, we're fine. Well, now try to explain MFA and a SIM solution to them.
Brad, mm-hmm. Brad, your team has been telling me that I'm all good since for the whole time I've hired you. I've hired you for the past 9 years. Right. And for 9 years, you've been updating my firewalls, updating your RMM, putting in this or that, and encrypting this or that. And we were all set. So why now are you coming to me with this list of 9 things that I need to do?
Right. Why are you coming to me now with awareness training, a SIM solution, and you know, MFA? You're changing the game,
and that's where the true conversation needs to happen. But let's zoom back out, right? Because what is the problem?
But before we zoom out, what do you tell an MSP in that position? Let's frame the question. MSP has been working with company ABC, doing the cybersecurity, the usual, like you said, the malware, the firewall. Okay, now that MSP becomes educated about what not only their customers need, but what their customers really have always needed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now they have to approach the customer who doesn't understand they're at risk. And when you explain they're at risk, you just hit it right on the head. The customer is going to say, how come I wasn't at risk yesterday for this?
That's right.
But I am now. Right. And if I was at risk, then why didn't you tell me about it? What do you tell them to do?
That's a super tricky position to be in. And that's exactly the position that a lot of MSPs are finding themselves in, where they're losing the business. And here, I equate it to this. I always use I try to use some analogies that make this all make sense. Because we're talking about, you know, if I go to the MSP and I talk to them, they'll say, well, you know, we actually tried to sell this, you know, like 3 different occasions. We tried to sell them on X brand, or we tried to sell them on Y solution. We tried to sell them on, you know, putting this in place. We, you know, over the last 3 years, we tried to put it in packages, and they just said, no, no, no. What I normally do is say, well, let's zoom back out. But, you know, think of yourself more like the doctor that's advising on knee surgery. Right. Or, you know, I'll use an example. As I get older, right, you start to get a little weaker. You can't, you know, have that same jump in your step. You're still walking. But the doctor may say, hey, you need to do these things, this sort of, you know, prevention treatment, this sort of, you know, treatment that you can do right now that'll strengthen your areas. Or they might just cut to the chase and say, hey, you need surgery. We need to do a massive, you know, change. But doc, I'm walking right now. What do you mean I need surgery? But I'm walking. What do you mean? At no point does that doctor sell you on the $50,000 that it's going to cost for the procedure. They're talking to you about your pain points, your areas of concern, what your life is going to be like, your quality of life is going to be like in 2 years or 5 years if you don't make these adjustments. You know, I'm a big guy. Drop some pounds. I've dropped 40. Right? Like, make some adjustments in your life so that you can be stronger, so that you will be in a more secure position, and you can ward off that surgery. Right.
Yeah.
I don't argue with my doctor. I just listened to the advice. I figured out the best course of action. Now we've got a game plan. And that game plan in the cybersecurity world, the compliance world, that might be like a plan of actions and milestones. This is our plan that we're going to move forward to get better over time, right?
Yeah. So I think what you're suggesting, okay, is that You know, because you're right, an MSP is in a tough position when they hadn't sold this solution in the past, but suddenly you need it and so on. I think that they're better off being problem and, like you said, lifestyle oriented, right? Think of how much better things will be. Not that your solution in the past was bad, but think of how much better it could be. Think how much more peace of mind you'll have with these, instead of saying, you really need this now, and if you don't, you're going to die.
I think that might be it. So another analogy would be, you take your car in for repair, you take your tires in for service. You know, I've got these tire shops that, they're up and down the street that are just kind of, they'll plug my tire, any tire. I can bring in a bald tire and that's leaking air, and they'll put a plug in it and get me on my way in 5 minutes. Right. Easy peasy, cost me $10. Right. So I'm gonna say that may be one type of an MSP that's just plugging holes, fixing problems, right? Break yep. fix only. Come to me when you need. They're the ones out there saying, hey, well, do you want to buy this type of plug or this type of plug? Which is the cheaper one? That's when I'll buy. Right? That's kind of one type of an MSP today. And then you've got on the other hand, you go to, and I'm going to pick like a Firestone or any of the major shops out there, or you go to your car dealer, and they're not only going to diagnose your tire, because you know that your tire, maybe the little line showing, the metal showing, the tread showing, tread flow, whatever, but they're going to diagnose that issue, and they're also going to do a 113-point inspection of your entire vehicle so that they can walk you through any other areas of concern, maybe before you've ever noticed.
I see. So you're saying that cybersecurity solutions can be offered by MSPs, by the MSP almost transforming itself from we'll fix any tire just to get you on your way to, well, we're changing our business model. Now we're going to be more proactive. We're going to be more insightful, more comprehensive. We're going to do these analyses. And as part of that, we're going to now suggest solutions to you.
That's my suggestion, and my suggestion to them is don't even announce it. Just do it. Just start doing it. And when you start doing it, right behind that question, let's bring this back full circle. Right behind that question of, hey, tell me more about your business and what would keep you up at night. We started there, right? Tell me more about your business. Tell me what you do. Tell me what keeps you up at night, right? So now we've laid out. What an initial assessment, right? They're going to tell you that they are in financial services. They're going to tell you that they're a car dealer, and as part of that, they have to, that they're putting people together for loans, right? They're going to tell you that they're an insurance broker, and in each one of those industries, you even without knowing their industries, I'm going to zoom out and say, even without knowing the industries, I can say if I'm in insurance, I'm in loans, I'm in mortgage. All three of those businesses have access to what as a security person you would know is the type of information that others might want, information that would be deemed sensitive or confidential, right? So we without knowing regulations, without knowing the law by state, whether it's California versus Colorado versus South Carolina, without knowing any of those differences, you can automatically know my customer is in this space. They do deal with this sensitive area of sensitive material. I now need to take a deeper look at their business and their environment and their infrastructure and maybe start doing some assessments.
Yeah. Well, so that's great advice about how an MSP can change the way it approaches and sells cybersecurity, for sure. Now, let's take a few minutes to tell me about SOC Solder.
Sure.
How does that platform help the situation that you just addressed?
Sure. So we start bringing in some of those tools, right? So without this being a huge pitch, right? But we're bringing in a tool set and a platform that provides our MSP partner better visibility into their customer environment. They're able to see the data flow on network from one device to another. They're able to create an asset management list, an asset map, so that they know every asset or every connected device that's on that network, whether it's, the corporate issued, laptop, desktop, or server, or it's an iPad that the business owner's boss brought into the business owner's son brought into the network, or some cheap Android device that someone brought into the conference room so that they could set up their Zoom calls quicker. stuff like that gets introduced into the network as well. So we do a lot of asset monitoring where we're able to say, okay, yes, you've got 30 desktops, 5 servers, and 45 unmanaged assets, right? Those phones, printers, fax machine, toasters, toaster ovens, thermostats, and everything else that's connected on the network. And we're monitoring all of it.
So you're monitoring not only traditional devices, but Internet of Things devices.
Correct. And then for those non-networked spaces, everyone's in the cloud now. We've got reach into dozens of different cloud APIs. So the Microsoft Windows stack in its entirety, including Azure 365, Microsoft Graph, that entire stack, Defender, it's all pulled in. So we grab all that API data and we're monitoring that. We're looking for alerts. We're looking for, a user that's logged in and all of a sudden this user comes in the morning, Brad comes in the morning and starts downloading hundreds of files from the corporate system. Now, right. Brad is allowed on the network. Brad is, a trusted employee, but why is my trusted employee coming in at 7:30 a.m. and all of a sudden pulling down hundreds of files? I might want to ask that employee that question. So we monitor for things like that. Or Brad was logged in Dallas, but then Brad logged in Dubai at the same exact time. Right. So which Brad is Brad, right? We need to figure out which Brad is Brad first. Did Brad travel? did Brad use some sort of VPN or something else that's mimicking an IP? We need to figure that out. And more importantly, the business entity needs to know. And now if you look at the zoom over to the regulations are saying business entities need to know, and I like to focus this back on not necessarily what SOXOTR is doing, but how we're answering the call. So the call today is business entities need to know if they have access to sensitive data, they need to do some sort of risk analysis, security assessment, something there. They need to know where their data is, where it's being stored, managed, maintained, transacted, right? You need to understand where your data is, and it's their responsibility. When we start talking about selling, my first thing to advise to an MSP is stop selling. Don't sell them anything. Talk to them about what their responsibility is as a business. If they start to understand that that's a responsibility of theirs, then you can start talking to them about different solutions that you might put in place to provide that. So,
which goes back to what we were saying earlier, right? Understand your customers' needs. Understand what they're about.
That's right.
Selling, it's funny. I had a mentor who used to give advice about selling legal services, right? Having them hire you as their attorney. And he would always say, if you go to dinner with a client, he said, don't talk business until dessert. He said, before dessert, you don't know what the hell is going on. That's what he'd say. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what they need. Appetizers, drinks, and an entree, you'll learn. And it's only at dessert where you understand what you can sell them.
That boils down the entire conversation we've had thus far, right? What do they do? What are their concerns? What keeps them up at night? That's exactly what you're discussing over mashed potatoes, steak, salad, soups. And then by the time you get to the dessert, you understand that landscape. And now, while sipping that after meal coffee, you can talk to them and say, okay, you mentioned a couple of these things over breadsticks. Let me talk to you about what we do. Right. So you can then be prescriptive like a doctor. Right. You'd be prescriptive to say, OK, we need to take this step and this step. It's not you need to buy this thing. We need to take this step and this step. Right. At no point did you sell them anything. This is a necessary step that needs to be taken. So you can decide not to take the step. That's their choice. But you've laid out as the trusted advisor the steps that need to be put in place. Again, you're not selling it.
I agree with you 100%. So we've covered a lot of ground here. Tell me, a couple of final thoughts about what don't MSPs know about selling cybersecurity solutions or implementing them and making their customers aware of them that we haven't covered already.
Number one, stop trying to be an expert. You don't need to be an expert. There are plenty of experts out there. They use big words and they're much smarter than I am. As far as regulations and compliance and security protocols and encryption and all the things that they're out there, you don't need to necessarily be an expert. What you do need to do if you're an MSP today is start to understand and try to understand your customer from their perspective. So again, what type of information are they accessing, managing, maintaining, transacting? Would that information, if exposed, injure them? And if so, what can you start to do today to better their environment? How can you have better visibility over those systems that contain that sensitive information, or the way, or their email, or how they're transacting that information, or, you know, their employees and how they're engaging that information? If you start there, and just start putting in or thinking about the solutions that would provide that type of information back to you as a service provider, you're already checking, I hate the term checking the boxes, but you're already running down the list on a bunch of the different requirements that are out there. So then you can come back and say, okay, when the question you asked earlier, when that customer goes, well, I thought you were doing this, or I thought you had this handled, why is this all coming to me now? You could say, well, actually, the FTC guidelines are about 9 steps. You could say, well, 6 of these we're already doing. So we just need to worry about documenting policies. We need to do an assessment. We need to get an IR plan. We need to dot the I's and cross the T's, but we're not in a bad spot.
Yeah.
You didn't need to understand the regulation beforehand. All you need to understand was the challenges that business might potentially face because they've got someone's PII, personal identifiable information, their social security number, their banking details, their tax ID number. You have that type of information, therefore, we need to have a handle over it. We need to know what's going on.
You're 100% right. So you have certainly addressed the issue of the weak-ass ways that MSPs are selling cybersecurity solutions. So congratulations, you definitely covered that. Tell me this. So somebody's listening to this and they say, all right, I want to sell differently. Eric, I want your help. Mm-hmm. I want to see what solutions SOCSADR has and so on. Where do they reach? What do they do? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So SOCSADR.com is SOCSOTER. Is how you'd find us, SOCSADR.com. I am epinto@SOCSADR.
They can find you on LinkedIn, right?
I'm not hard to find. I ain't hard to find at all. So you certainly can find me. But from there, the conversation doesn't cost you anything. I love having these types of conversations. And, you know, I really enjoy having the conversations with groups of any maturity level. So if you're feel like you're fully mature and you just want to bounce ideas off each other, we can go into the weeds and talk about it and discuss game plans and strategy. If you're just getting started and you're finding yourself, hey, maybe I'm underwater and I don't know where to go next, I'm really good for that conversation too. As far as our platform, we do the network and asset monitoring, vulnerability scanning. We offer the endpoint monitoring. We also allow you to bring in your own EDR solution. So if you're already halfway invested in, you know, a brand name global EDR and you just want some help beyond that, we can help there. So our whole mantra is we want to meet our partners where they are, wherever they are on the journey, wherever they are on the road, wherever they are in terms of solution deployment, bring it to the table. Let's talk about it. In certain cases, we may say, yes, that solution is a solution, but it's not going to meet the standard of this type of a client. So we're able to give that type of guidance. And then from there, we just backfill or infill technology solutions and pull them all into our platform so that everyone has visibility.
You've definitely given us a lot to think about, a lot of great insights. I really appreciate it. So that was Eric. That's Eric Pinto, Senior Director of Channel and Product Strategy at SOCSADR. Eric, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm sure there's going to be a part 2 because we're going to hear lots of questions and people are going to say, but what about this? What about that? So we'll definitely have a part 2 with Eric in the future. But Eric, thank you for coming on the broadcast.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Technology Broadcast. Thanks again to Eric Pinto for participating this week. If you have any questions, comments, you know what to do. Send us an email at brad@bradleygross.com or give us a ring, 954-217-6225. We'll see you on the next Technology Broadcast.